Welcome back to the Midday Show. Once again, I am so happy to bring back an old friend of mine now. I'm starting to feel waves of warmth and friendship towards you, Eddie. And so you'll have
Yeah, the
to
word
just
old is good too. Yeah.
welcome back to the Midday Show, Eddie Aronoff. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about again some events that are going to be happening at Time and Space Limited in Hudson, New York. That you have play a key role in. I mean, you are the executive director of Art Scene Films. We know that from your last visit. And
Yes.
now, though, there is a series of productions that your company, I assume, has shot in Russia, in Moscow. Correct the record, of course, at any time, but as part of Stage Russia,
Yes,
HD.
actually, these three were all shot in Russia and in Moscow. And interestingly, all three of the directors of these works are no longer here in Russia. So one of them is Dmitry Krimov, who we spoke about last time, I think. He's living in New York and all over the world. He's a world traveler. Remus Deminas, who did War and Peace, which we'll talk about in a second, which he passed away about a year ago. He left Russia in 2022, partially because he did have cancer, as well as he was not it was not solely the war that had driven him away, but
I
partially
see.
also cancer. And Yuri Butusov, who directed the Gogol piece that we're going to be showing there, and he also now he lives in Latvia. So these directors all were the films were shot in Russia from Russian productions, but the directors, as is the case with a lot of directors now, stage directors in Russia are no longer in Russia because they're governmental theaters and they could not in good conscience support in the way they would have needed to support what's going on. So I think that so we started this artist in exile thing, which I think I spoke about last time, which
Right,
helps
Art.
artists who have left Russia and are plying their trade abroad, so to speak.
And I should mention, because I failed to do so at the top, but that you are yourself right now in Moscow in your home.
I am, yeah. I'm in the center of Moscow. I think now there's three Americans living in the city, and I'm one of them. And it's surprisingly, I mean, I don't know how surprising it is because we all live our little lives privately and not very publicly. So we're, I'm in an apartment. The day it's a nice warm day outside, and I probably have chicken wings for dinner. So there's just
You could be in New
doesn't sound
York.
like a
I mean,
Russian life.
sounds like you could be in New York. I mean, with
Yeah,
how
they're
you
good chicken
describe
wings
it.
too. Yeah.
Well, okay, so just tell me a little bit more about Stage Russia HD. Is that the correct name of this
Yeah,
production
we
company? Is
started.
it a, th this is a theater company or what is it?
No, it's a theater on film company, and we
Okay,
started
right.
it 9 years ago when we started filming Russian theater. I live here, so I became interested in that. And I think I mentioned last time that I kind of lived vicariously through these artists who create these works because I myself wanted to be a writer. So, and having failed at that, this has become my go-to in my later years. And for a while it was okay, but then the pandemic hit and it was hard to get cinemas and people to come to cinemas, of course, for a while. Only recently have they come back. But again, not in great numbers because of streaming. So, but during the pandemic, we streamed with Pushkin House in London, and we had Q&As that followed the streamings with directors. So it was a, we were able to keep things afloat and keep ourselves in the public eye. And Stage Russia HD still exists, but although at this point we're filming a lot of productions outside of Russia too, under Art Scene Films, which are being shot in Latvia, Lithuania, Greece. We have Korean productions that we don't shoot, but that are being shot, that are being presented, Chinese productions that we don't shoot, that Art Scene Films is distributing. So Stage Russia is pretty much limited to the films that we are shooting here, and that's less and less these days because, as I mentioned, the directors have left. So there's not that many
Yeah.
wonderful works to film anymore. But I will add, though, that Time and Space has taken a lot of our catalog, picked from our catalog of films that we've had for recently past films, and they are presenting them to audiences in the Columbia County area. And it seems as if there's enough people who want to see good theater still. And we're careful, though. We try to choose titles that are directed by those who are no longer in Russia so that we can help them too.
Right, of course, that makes much a lot of sense. Or so the three screenings are going to take place in June.
Yeah, the first is War and Peace, which is a kind of an epic production. Remus Tumminas, who passed away, as I mentioned, this was his last stage performance in Russia. He did a couple in Israel and one in Italy, I believe, before he passed away a year ago. But and that's on June 1st, and it's a terrific work. It's epic, though. You got to be ready and bring a cushion. It's over 4 hours,
Wow.
and probably some sort of
Intermission.
sugar. Well, there is an intermission in the production, so you do get a break. Then we are also present, our Time and Space is presenting The Government Inspector, which is a Gogol play, which is directed by Yuri Butusov, again, kind of loosely based on that. That's on the 15th.
That's
And
on
then
the
on the
15th.
28th, they're showing Everyone Is Here, which is Dmitry Krimov's homage to his parents and also to the Thornton Wilder production, Our Town, which came through Moscow in his youth. As a teenager, and he went to it. It was a touring, a Washington, D.C. touring company that came through Russia in the 70s, I believe. And he went and saw it and was flabbergasted and kept it in his head and decided to kind of create a work where this Wilder play is a kind of a jumping off point for memories and our inability to. Or our ability to shape the memories that we have in any way we want. It's brilliant, really great work. And that's on the 28th of June. That one's 1 hour and 45 minutes. So in case somebody hears 4 hours and is intimidated, they can certainly come and see
Well, don't
Everyone
be
Is Here.
intimidated. You can immerse yourself.
I hope. I hope. I think so. I mean, we showed it in New York at Symphony Space about 2 weeks ago, and in
Oh, wow.
Chicago,
Okay.
and it did very, very well, and people loved it. And they're very thankful to have this opportunity to see it because he really is a master, Tumminas, and this is his last. So it's important that they get a chance to see it, I guess.
And people can visit timeandspace.org for more details and tickets. And Eddie, we'd love to get you back. Are you any plans to come east, to come
West.
west to the States again? You're
I'll be back in August.
native homeland.
I'll be back in August,
Okay.
so maybe we'll do face to face with our old friendship.
I love that. Yeah, and you can come to visit the radio station in person, you know.
Hear the motorcycles going down the street.
What's that?
Now there's a little sound of motorcycles
Oh, I
roaring
thought that's what that was. I wasn't sure.
there.
Thank you. Yeah. See, it just seems more and more like you could be in Columbia County,
Anywhere.
with
It's, yeah.
yeah.
That's the sad but honest truth about it.
All right. Well, we'll do this again, regardless of where you are at the time.
Thank
Okay.
you,
So I
Adam.
hope that
Thanks for
helped you.
supporting our little film efforts, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Eddie. Have a great evening ahead.
Thank you, and a good day to you guys.
Thank you. You're listening to the Midday Show on 98.1 KZE.